Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. Today is Thursday of the first week in Lent, March the 2nd, 2023, and the feast of St. Agnes of Bohemia. Our Father, who art in heaven, sacred is your word. Your kingdom come. Your words be heard on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your sacred word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past, as we forgive those who neglect us. Lead us toward an encounter with you. Each time we delve into the scriptures, presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us, now and forever. Father, we beg your blessing for the right to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick, and the old, all who are finding themselves being targets of the vicious culture of death. That our Lord Jesus bless and protect all who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons. That God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement in any way with either the contemporary death culture, selfism, relativism, or any of the new age errors of our times. That God envelop our culture with his divine protection and help us both individually and as a nation, to true enlightenment, conversion, and repentance of ourselves and our culture. Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to and once again become a Christian nation on the narrow road, that is, path to becoming a nation and culture under God. Amen. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. And so let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our daily readings, March the 2nd, 2023, Thursday of the first week in Lent. Reading 1 from the Book of Esther. Queen Esther, seized with mortal anguish, had recourse to the Lord. She lay prostrate upon the ground, together with her handmaids, from morning until evening, and said, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, blessed are you. Help me, who am alone and have no help but you, for I am taking my life in my hand. As a child, I used to hear from the books of my forefathers, but you, O Lord, always free those who are pleasing to you. Now help me, who am alone and have no one but you, O Lord, my God. And now come to help me, an orphan. Put in my mouth persuasive words, presence of the lion, and turn his heart to hatred for our enemy, so that he and those who are in league with him may perish. Save us from the hand of our enemies. Turn our mourning into gladness, and our sorrows into wholeness. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Responsorial Psalm. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. Because of your kindness and your truth, for you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Lord, on the day I called you, I called for help, you answered me. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. Glory and praise to you, O Lord, Jesus Christ. A clean heart create for me, O God. Give me back the joy of your salvation. Glory and praise to you, our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Gospel, according to St. Matthew, Jesus said to his disciples, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law of the prophets. The gospel of the Lord. praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
St. Agnes of Bohemia. Agnes had no children of her own, but was certainly life-giving for all who knew her. And she said, "Christ made my soul beautiful with the jewels of grace and virtue. I belong to him whom the angels serve." Agnes was the daughter of Queen Constance and King Ottokar the First of Bohemia. She was betrothed to the Duke of Silesia, who died 3 years later. As she grew up, she decided she wanted to enter the religious life. St. Agnes was a beautiful girl, about 12 or 13 years old, who refused marriage, stating that she could have no spouse but Jesus Christ. Her suitors revealed her Christianity, which was then condemned as a cult, and in punishment, she was exposed in a brothel. After declining marriages to King Henry the VII of Germany and King Henry the III of England, Agnes was faced with a proposal from Frederick II, the Holy Roman Emperor. She appealed to Pope Gregory the IX for help. The Pope was persuasive. Frederick magnificently said that he could not be offended if Agnes preferred the King of Heaven to him. Emperor Frederick is said to have remarked, "If she had left me for a mortal man, I would have taken vengeance with the sword, but I cannot take offense because in preference to me, she has chosen the King of Heaven." Agnes refused to play any more part in a politically arranged marriage. She decided to devote her life to prayer and spiritual works, for which she sought the help of Pope Gregory the IX. After Agnes built a hospital for the poor and a residence for the friars, she financed the construction of a Poor Clare monastery in Prague. In 1236, she and seven other noble women entered this monastery. St. Clare sent five sisters from San Domenico to join them and wrote Agnes four letters advising her on the beauty of her vocation and her duties as abbess. Agnes built a monastery and friary complex attached to the hospital. It housed the Franciscan friars and the Poor Clare nuns who worked at the hospital. Agnes became known for prayer, obedience, and mortification. Papal pressure forced her to accept her election as abbess. Nevertheless, the title she preferred was Senior Sister. She herself became a member of what became known as the Franciscan Poor Clares, in 1234. As a nun, she cooked for and mended the clothes of lepers and paupers, even after becoming abbess of the Prague Clares the following year. Her position did not prevent her from cooking for the other sisters and mending the clothes of lepers. The sisters found her kind, but very strict regarding the observance of poverty. She declined her royal brother's offer to set up an endowment for the monastery. A lay group working at the hospital was organized by Agnes in 1238 as a new military order dedicated primarily to nursing, known as the Knights of the Cross with the Red Star, following the rule of St. Augustine. As can be seen in their correspondence, Claire wrote with deep maternal feelings towards Agnes, though they never met. Agnes handed over all authority over the hospital she had founded to these monastic knights. They were recognized as an order by Pope Gregory IX in 1236 and 1237. Agnes lived out her life in the cloister, leading the monastery as abbess until her death on March the 2nd, 1282. Devotion to Agnes arose soon after her death on March 6, 1282. Canonized in 1989, her liturgical feast is celebrated on March the 6th. While she was known by her contemporaries because of her supposed visions and healing, such as her prophecy that King Wenceslaus would be victorious in his battle against the Austrians. Her canonization was based on her practice of the Christian virtues of faith, hope, and charity to an extraordinary degree. And the Church's view is confirmed either through a miracle granted by God in order to the saint's prayer, or as in this case, by the continuing devotion of the Christian faithful to a saint's example across centuries. She kept her virginity and faith in God through it all, and had miracles surrounding her before she died. Her hair grew during her martyrdom, which covered her body. Then, when she was thrown into a fire to die as a result of her prayers, the flames went out. These are the two main miracles noted. And so tradition holds that as she was being dragged through the streets, her hair grew miraculously to cover her nakedness, and an angel prevented her tormentors from bringing her into the brothel. However, though she was spared the disgrace of the brothel, she was later beheaded. Though Agnes died in 1282, she is still venerated by Christians around the world more than 700 years later. She was honored in 2011, the 800th anniversary of her birth, as the saint of the overthrow of communism, with a year dedicated to her by Catholics in the Czech Republic. In 1874, Pope Pius IX beatified Agnes. Pope St. John Paul II canonized Blessed Agnes on 12 November 1989. And so Agnes is Greek, which is a Latinized form of the Greek agni, derived from hagnos, meaning chaste. She was chaste. She lived out her name. The name was later associated with the Latin Agnes, meaning lamb. And so Agnes Gray is the name of a novel written in 1847 by Anne Bronte, the youngest of the literary Bronte sisters. So thank you, Lord, for the lives of these great saints and their example, and that great cloud of witnesses that is ever with us and prays for us. And so thank you for Saint Agnes of Prague. And Saint Agnes, pray for us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe, I adore, and I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, and for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And Lent is a great opportunity to pray the Stations of the Cross. And Catholic artist Donna Corey Gibson sings the Stations of the Cross that she has put together. And today I will share the stations number 6, the 6th station, Donna Corey Gibson.
The 6th station. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus.
Tears running down your
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And pray for America. Pray for Pope Francis and all of our clergy, all our priests. Pray for all our families. As the family goes, there goes the country. So we need to pray for our families. Pray for our children. Pray for America. When America is strong, the world is safer. So pray the rosary and make the Mass the center of your life. And so let us close as we began. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so, this is a blessed time as we are preparing for Easter. So, pray, as Our Lady would say, pray, pray, pray. And we encourage the Rosary, the Queen of Devotion. And we will see you tomorrow. God bless you all, and may His grace shower upon you with His presence. God bless you all. Amen.